Water is one of the most important issues in most developing economies. By most estimates, there are well over 1 billion people in the world who do not have access to clean and safe water. It was once said that if the cure for HIV/AIDS were simply a glass of clean and safe water, there would still be plenty of people who would have no access to that cure. One reason why water economics is important is agriculture. In a lot of developing nations, agriculture is by far the biggest user of water. To have healthy, thriving, and productive agriculture, of course, one needs a reliable source of water, and that isn't always there. Good health is probably the most serious reason why water economics matters. Cholera, diarrhea, and a lot of stomach and blood diseases are transmitted by water. It's quite literally true that every year, millions of people die, many of them children, because they do not have access to clean and safe water. A study done in Karachi, Pakistan, found that people with no sewerage and no hygiene knowledge had medical bills about 6 times higher than a comparable group of people who did have sewerage and some knowledge of hygiene. A neglected factor in water economics often is time. If you don't have a good piped water connection, you may have to walk miles to get your water. This can sometimes take up to 6 hours a day, and a lot of the burden falls on women and girls. That means less time to care for children or less time to study schoolwork. It's been estimated that each year about 10 million person years are spent just going to get water and bringing it back home. And of course, this carried water is a lot more expensive than water from a tap. It can cost as much as 5 to 10 times more, and of course, these are very poor individuals having to pay the price. Industry also needs a source of reliable water. For all of these reasons and more, water economics is central to economic development.